W4NWB.
And big boy, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. On my way back toward Greenville from Woodruff. Done made an early trip out here this morning. How are you?
Hang on just a second. My wife's leaving for work. She's telling me something. And so, I'm back. How you doing this morning, man?
Glad it's Friday.
Amen. Good lands. I tell you what. Hey, yeah, listen. I tell you what I'll do. I'll just call your boss and tell him that you deserve a day off, and you come on up here and help me with this auto lift.
I'll get him. He's off today. That'd be all right. Man, you got an auto lift?
Yeah, they're not expensive anymore. I got one that's a 8,000 pound, and it wasn't but $2,300.
Wow, that's not too bad. And 8,000 pounds will take care of about any civilian vehicle I can imagine.
I do have a 2,500 diesel truck, and I'm not sure what it was. I think it's in the neighborhood of about 6,500 pounds. But I believe it'll do it, too, at 8,000. My goodness.
I know, I think the heaviest car I've ever had, surprisingly enough, I had a 2000 Grand Am. That thing rode great, and I always wondered what you know, caused that, because it's kind of small. It's a mid-size, but at any rate, that thing weighed 4,000 pounds, but it rode good, and I think it was a little extra weight, and it'd get up and go pretty good, too.
Bet it was a little longer, too, and wheelbase has a great deal to do with it.
Well, hope you get that thing installed, and I owe you kind of an apology, I guess. I hadn't been able to hook up with you. I know we had talked about me coming up that Saturday. Y'all were doing some sandblasting, but about 3 weeks ago, my wife had spent the night in the ER, so we've been doing doctor's appointments and testing.
Could be in Sir Roth on her.
You're lighting up.
For those that might get the wrong impression out there, just in case there is somebody listening, the only person getting treated rough around there and around my house is me and Robbie.
That's right. I definitely know she's in charge, and I agree with a couple of my dad's old sayings. He'd say, I'm the head of the household, but she's the neck. And then he'd say, I wear the pants in this family, and she has the pockets.
Tell you what, I always say that I got my wife trained.
My house, too. I run the dishwasher and the lawnmower and the washing machine.
Hear me say that I've got my wife trained?
Yeah, how's that?
She don't bruise me where it shows anymore. Well, listen, bud, I'm going to go ahead and cut this short. I got up extra early this morning, and I've been studying my instructions, and I'm in the home stretch. I should finish this thing by about noon today, and I'm going to slip on in there. I'm just chomping at the bit to get this thing going. So you behave yourself out there. Be careful in the traffic now. Don't be playing in the traffic. 73s. And you're going to have to get on by here. 73s, K and 4, VWA, I'll be clear after you find them, big boy.
Actually playing traffic big time. I'm getting off 101 onto 85, so it's going to be nice and fun. Perfect timing. Good to catch up with you, friend, and I'll definitely catch up with you before long. I got to sing tomorrow down at Williamston, but one of these days we will get down there. Take care, man. Have fun. Be careful. K and 4, VWA, sign W4 and WB, clear.